Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. This is Wisdom Wednesday podcast with Dr. Mary Seegers, and today is Wednesday, March 16, 2022. And you know, March is still the month of International Women Celebration, and I'm celebrating with my wonderful, wonderful niece, as well as one of the authors in the number one bestseller book, Unlock Your Hidden Treasure, It's Time to Shine. And I want to welcome Leslie Sled. How are you this morning, Leslie?
I'm shining. I'm here in Las Vegas. It's 80 degrees. I'm excited. I am so happy to be here.
And I'm just honored to have you here as well. So I want you to grab your coffee.
I got water.
Or your tea or your water. And join in on this wonderful conversation. So officially, Leslie, can you share with the audience, the podcast audience, the name of your chapter in the wonderful book, Unlock Your Hidden Treasure, It's Time to Shine? And what do you want the readers to take away from after reading your wonderful chapter?
Thank you. I'm just so excited to be here and promoting my book. Thank you, Dr. Mary, for this wonderful opportunity. I am just basking, you know, on my platform, and I'm actually seeing my dreams come true. I am just so elated. I remember when we did the first anthology, Destined to Win, and that became Amazon's number one bestseller. And so after we finished that and all the promotion and everything that went into that book, and then I remember you mentioning that you were getting ready to work on another anthology. And then because I was working on some other writings that I wanted to get published, you know, as well. Right. So when you said, I'm going to be working on another book, I said, oh, what book is that? And you said, I'm going to be working on a book titled Unlock Your Hidden Treasure, It's Time to Shine. And when you said that to me, and I, you know, I remember you when you told that to me, I said, oh my goodness, that title resonates so much with me, because it was time for me to unlock my hidden treasures. And it's time for me to shine. You know, I'm always saying, if not now, when? And so when you told me that title, it sparked something in me, and I had to be a part of this project. I was working on a series of books and some more writings, but I just had to stop and put that to the side and start working on this book, because I've just felt like it's my time to shine. Yeah. So my chapter title is Hidden Jewels, Discovering My Purpose. I want to also thank my daughter, Kenya Slade. She helped me with my title. And you know how you, you know, thought about it, pondered and wandered. You want that perfect title. So I thought that was the most suitable title for me, because I have a lot of hidden jewels in me that I want to discover and I want to share. And so hidden jewels is the gifts that's inside of me and that I need to bring them out. And part of my hidden jewels was writing. I had been writing for years. I had been writing since I was 15 years old. And then I'm a quick book reader. I love to read. And then, so I've always wanted to publish. And so now I am publishing. This is my second anthology.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just so happy. And I just want to share with the podcast audience that your dreams can come true at any age. We come into our life at different stages and different ages. Sometimes we come into our life at 5, 15, 20, 25, 30. I'm in my mid-50s, and I'm just seeing some of my dreams come true. And God, you know, at this time, a lot of us are living a lot longer. So we have a lot more time. We have a stretch of time to shine on our platform at any age in our lives. So I'm just so excited.
How encouraging that it's never too late to have your dreams become a reality, right?
It's never too late. It isn't.
Right.
You know, I experienced a health scare a few years back. And that sort of was a rude awakening to me. When I experienced this health scare, when I hit a brain aneurysm, you know, that just comes out of nowhere. And when I recovered, a lot of people don't make it through a brain aneurysm, but I did. Yeah. And during the recovery, I thought about a lot of things in my life. You know, you think about your family, you think about your life, you think about your accomplishments, you think about some of the things that you hadn't accomplished that you want to accomplish. Right. And so it was a rude awakening during the recovery of my illness. I thought about a lot of things. That happened in 2018, and then a year or so later, here we go experiencing the COVID, the pandemic, and that made us sit still and to think about a whole bunch of stuff. I mean, we experienced so many things. I was off. I didn't work. I was here with helping my 17-year-old with her schoolwork and, you know, doing a lot of things, you know, that we do in our lives and stuff, but I had a lot of time to think. I had even more time to think. And during the pandemic, I put out my first anthology, Destined to Win, you know, with the help of you and being with like-minded people. That's what I want to say to the audience. Sometimes we don't know where to start, how to start. Right. And once you realize and discover your talents and what you want to do and how you want to put it out there, just surround yourself with like-minded people who want to do the same and who can also help you and put you on that platform. And that's what you did to me as my life coach and my mentor and a family member who's helping another family member reach their success. I thank you so much. And that's what we're here to do, is help each other.
And that's it. You know, I need you. You need me. We're not an island to ourselves. We need one another. And so when we have that connection, great things happen, right? You know?
Yeah.
Let me ask you this too, Leslie. Since you unlock your gift or your hidden treasure, and you always had the key and that power to unlock it, what would you tell your 18-year-old self about life and how to unlock that hidden treasure and how to shine? You know, because when we're 18, we're very vulnerable, we're open. But sometimes now that we've experienced life, and then we can go back and say, if what I know now, if I knew then, you know. So what would you share with the 18-year-old self and maybe some new 18-year-old now, how to shine and how to unlock that hidden treasure?
Oh, at 18, I was, oh my God. At 18 years old, I went right into college. Graduated from Wayne State University in communications, radio, TV, film. Yeah. And with emphasis in journalism. Mm-hmm. And I would tell myself to just stay focused, you know, go after your dreams with all the gusto that you have. Mm-hmm. I would tell myself to learn as much as you can. Yeah. You never stop going to school. Even after you graduate, you're still learning and absorbing and shining in different ways. I would tell myself, just to stay focused. You know, at 18 years old, it's kind of hard to stay focused.
Focus and
go with your talents. Find your talents. Yeah. And don't be shy. You know, sometimes we're shy at that age. We haven't really came into ourselves at that age. But just to stay focused and learn as much as you possibly can.
Wow, that is so powerful, so powerful. And like you said, 18, but at any age, you know, you get focused and get ready to accomplish your goal, we can do it at any age, especially at 18, though, because you're still trying to find your way, right?
Yes. You've experienced so much. You make mistakes. Mm-hmm. Don't let mistakes hinder you. Learn from your mistakes and keep on going. Don't let anything stop you. Don't let death. You know, I lost my best friend, which is my sister, Hazel, in my early 20s. Mm-hmm. But I didn't let that stop me. I still stayed in school. I still did what I needed to do. Mm-hmm. I still stayed focused. And sometimes you have to, you know, get past those hard times, because you're going to have some hard times in there. That's just life. Don't let anything stop you. Keep your eyes on the great prize.
Oh, I love it. I love that. You got to repeat that one, Leslie. Keep your eyes. Go ahead.
Keep your eyes on the prize, which is you, and go full force. Go full force, no matter what. Keep God in your life. Pray. Yeah. I wish a lot of times we do go to church. My mother took us to church, but I really didn't know God. I really didn't know him like I know him now. Yeah. Like he's the leader of my life. Yeah. And he is the one that put me on earth for a purpose, you know, for many different things, not for one thing, for many different things. I'm just not here. I'm just not walking the earth, you know, just taking up space. I'm here for a purpose. I'm here to enlighten, inspire, and to live out my dreams and to keep myself happy, make my family happy.
I need my sunglasses on. I see you shining so brightly. I love that. Shining bright like a diamond. That's what we're supposed to do, right?
You help me to shine. I thank you. I thank you, Auntie, because you're shining on all of your platforms. Even after I've seen, you know, I've watched you grow into the person you are today, and I admire you so much. You have inspired me so much in my life. I have seen, even after you retired, you've just been doing so much after retirement. I mean, your glow is all around, and you're helping other people to glow, and I just love that about you, and I thank you so much.
I thank you for saying yes, you know, because when I see other people walking in their anointing, walking in their purpose, it just gives my heart so much joy, you know, and so I'm doing what I was called to do, and I love doing it. And love people like you who's open to it and to receive and allow themselves to shine, you know. When I think about shining, I think about the lighthouse. You know, the lighthouse is there doing what it does. It doesn't ask permission. It doesn't apologize for what it does. It's just shine bright light. And sometimes the light can be glaring and blinding, but it doesn't matter because that's what it does, right? And so when we get that focus, and allowing our gifts and our talents to shine, you're going to be shining bright like a lighthouse. So can you give anyone some encouraging words who may say, you know, my light is a little dim. What do I need to do to flick the light? Or what do I need to do to stay motivated and encouraged and inspired?
You know, I'm going to go back to a quote that you would say, it's time to play big and stop playing small. Ooh. It's time to believe in yourself and step out on your platform. You and only you can do it. Right. God gave it to you. All you have to do is just find the courage and believe in yourself. Don't let anyone dim your light. Sometimes people or circumstances try to do that. Mm-hmm. Keep your eyes on the prize. Keep your eyes on that light. There is a light at the end of that tunnel. Yeah. And just go for it. You know, if not now, when? Mm-hmm. Okay. When I talk about the pandemic and how we hit the city, you know, we sat still and we thought about a whole bunch of stuff that we hadn't thought about. Mm-hmm. We experimented in a lot of things and we made a lot of changes. And that time was very transformational, and it still is today. And a lot of people made a lot of changes. And all of that energy, you know, we got all of that energy we have to bounce off of. So just, you know, stay focused. Keep your eyes on the prize. Believe in yourself. God did put you here. A lot of times we get caught up in life and we start working all these different jobs. And, you know, we do what we have to do to pay the bills. And we do what we have to do to take care of our families. But you're also here to do the things that you want to do and to live out some of your dreams and desires. And don't disrespect yourself by not doing it. Do it, and it can come at any stage of life. I'm in my mid-50s, and I'm just seeing some of my dreams come true. Of course, sometimes we may want it early, but that may not be for us to get it at that age. It was for me to get it at this age that I am now. I didn't write it. God wrote this for me. And then I'm going to continue on evolving and growing, and I encourage the readers to do the same. Keep shining, because I also talk about time. It's so precious.
Yes.
You know, utilize your time for the best for yourself and your family and your platform.
Wow. Wise words from a wise woman. So I really appreciate that. Because sometimes we doubt ourselves. You know, we have low expectations of ourselves. But if we continue to look in that mirror and tell yourself, I am enough. I am powerful. I am a winner. That would help motivate you to get to that next level, right? You know, so you can shine.
Yes. And we all shine in different ways.
Exactly.
You know, I can't compare my shine to someone else's shine. I can't compare my shine to your brilliant, glorious shine. I can shine on my own platform and shine in my own way. Mm-hmm. You know, we have lots of different purposes in life. It's not just that one light. We have many different lights shining on us, and we can actually choose which light we want to shine. Which light we want to shine on us.
Right.
So, yes, continue to shine, sparkle, and gleam, and get the most out of this adventure. This is so adventurous. The more I live and learn, the more beautiful and exciting and adventurous life is, because we're always going to have those problems and those challenges, but there's always a light at the end of the tunnel.
So true. And in closing, I just thank you for this time to share. Can you just share with the audience about our upcoming book launch? It's going to be a live event right here in the wonderful state of Michigan. So do you mind sharing a little bit about that? Because I know you're in Vegas, but you're coming to the live event.
I am so excited about our big book launch that's going to be in Detroit. Of course, I'm going to be a part of that with the other 9 amazing authors. And we're going to be able to promote with our family and in my own hometown. I'm also going to do a promotion here as well. But I'm so excited about March 24th.
Yeah.
I'll be there next week. I can't wait. I can't believe that it's this next week. You know, time is just going by so fast. Yeah. I am just over the top with excitement.
And, you know, I could see book tours in Vegas. I mean, why not go to California? I mean, just don't think small, think bigger, right? Like you said, think bigger.
Yeah.
Go home. I love it. I love it. You know, I love you.
Brighter.
I know.
Yes. Because, you know, and also some people's like, I'm already shining, but shine some more, get brighter, different. You know, learn something different, share something different.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes. So awesome. Leslie, I just appreciate you and love you. I thank you for helping us to be number one bestseller, you know, because of our efforts. Because the book is going to change life and impact lives. I know that, you know, not just nationally, it's going to be global. So when we see that someone there in Cairo, Egypt need to read your story, and someone there in, you know, Bangkok, Thailand need to understand that we can unlock our hidden treasure, and it's time to shine. So I appreciate you and I thank you. Any closing words? How can people reach out to you to get the autographed copy of your book?
Yes. People can reach out to me. I'm going to give them my number. You can reach out to me by email, Leslie, LESLIE, R as in Ron, S as in Sam, 1022 at Gmail. And you can even call me. You can text me. My number here is 702-748-3318. So just give me a ring, text me, email me, and you can get an inscribed copy of our book, Unlock Your Hidden Treasures. It's time to shine.
Wow, I love it. Thank you again for taking time out of your busy schedule. I know it's a different time set there in Vegas, but you know, I love you and we'll see you next week, right?
Thank you so much. Thank you for giving me this opportunity to promote my chapter and our book together.